if you can wrap your head around that, like, it's just a tool. It's just a tool that helps us do the things in our beauty businesses as salon owners, as stylists, that maybe we're not doing at all, or we're doing, but it's like pulling teeth to get us there. Yeah. So it's honestly just like talking to a robot on the internet that does stuff for you. That's like my definition.
Hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. It is me, Nina, and we are here with Lexi and Corey. And guess what? Guess who we're missing today? We're missing Mr. Jay Ladner. No stylist left behind. How can we do a podcast without Mr. Jay Ladner? He's a little bit under the weather, but we're going to rock on. I'm going to be the hostess. I even said to them, I have to open and close today, which I'm so not used to because he opens and I close. So hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. And we have an interesting conversation for you today. It's going to be all about AI, specifically to ChatGPT. And I have two of my faves with me today, Lexi Lomax, who is a salon business coach and mentor. And of course, Corey Hairdistry. Do I even need to say anything else? Podcast host, the great podcast host and bestie friend. Welcome, guys.
I'm trying to leave bestie out, so I'm glad you threw that back in. But how come we do a podcast called like No Stylist Left Behind and Jay didn't make it?
I know. Literally. Sorry, man. We couldn't wait.
One stylist left behind.
Yeah.
Oh. The one.
The one. I'm so excited about our chat because I don't know if I think I told you this, Corey, but Jay and I recorded an episode about ChatGPT a few months ago. And for whatever reason, we could not get it to download in GarageBand. So then when Corey reached out, I was like, this is perfect because I would rather have you guys share your insight on AI and ChatGPT because you have been putting in so much work. And I know that you're techies and you love all the tech and all the things. And who better to share this information? So, Lexi, I'm curious to know, like, your take on AI and then specifically ChatGPT in particular, and maybe just give us like some foundations for people who are like, I don't really know what it is. I don't really want to get involved in that. But can you just kind of lay out the foundation a little bit for everyone?
Yes, I can absolutely do that because I was that person. And my dear friend Corey was like, hey, have you used it yet? Have you used it yet? Have you used it yet? What are you doing? What'd you do first? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. And so now I know. And I freaking love it. I'm like literally more obsessed. And now Corey's like probably turned his notifications off from me. So the deal with AI and ChatGPT specifically, it's a language-based app, tool, etc. And the way that I like to think about it is like, it's like elevated Google, mm-hmm. right? So we have to learn how to, but it's also like your BFF and kind of like the robot you never had that, like, I just all the time in my mind, I have this vision of me and I'm like, I think I'm like literally in the Jetsons opening scene. Like, that's how I feel all the time using AI. And it's so easy, but I had no idea. I didn't get it because it's like too big to get, but it's also like, it's so simple. If you can wrap your head around that, like, it's just a tool. It's just a tool that helps us do the things in our beauty businesses as salon owners, as stylists that maybe we're not doing at all, or we're doing, but it's like pulling teeth to get us there. Yeah. So it's honestly just like talking to a robot on the internet that does stuff for you. That's like my definition.
But yes, very interesting. And so, Corey, when people go on to ChatGPT, right? Because I was getting those messages from Corey's too. Like, hey, look what it does. Look what it here. Here we are. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let me catch up. Let me get in on
this. He's our AI pusher.
Right? He is. Are you getting commission? Are you getting spiffed? Are they paying you?
Should. That's why I'm with Lexi. She can teach me all these spiff things.
So if someone has not taken even a little glimpse at ChatGPT, like, what can they expect? Where do they even go? Literally, like, I want to strip it down. Where do they go? What do they type in on their little Google search bar, download the app, all the things? And like, what does it kind of look like? And what do they do when they're in there?
It's super simple to get into. So it's all the way that I use it is web-based. There's 1,000 apps and stuff out there, but ChatGPT is kind of like the basis in which all those are written off of. So it's just kind of where I'm living. And it's also literally free to access, right? Mm-hmm. So if you go to your Googles and you look in ChatGPT, you know, the GPT, if you look that up, you're going to see a bunch of ChatGPT connections there. Make sure that you open the one that says OpenAI. That's the original kind of ChatGPT space, you know, is the OpenAI. And then you're going to put in like your Google stuff. If you have a Google account already, you can just access it through there. Otherwise, you're going to access it through like your email and like a password, you know, something that you've done a bazillion times. And then once you're in there, man, that's where the magic is. You're going to get a blank screen. And sometimes a blank screen is more intimidating than a screen with a lot of stuff.
Yep.
You know, you're going to get a blank screen, but like we talked even before we got on, is the very first thing that I did is just wrote a story with it, you know, and I was like, hey, create this scenario of this story. And then I watched its capabilities, what it could do. And I literally did it Christmas morning. I'm sitting on the couch. My grandson is playing under the tree and I go, that's the story I want to write. Aww. So, you know, I asked ChatGPT, I gave it a couple prompts, write me a story of, you know, a 4-year-old under his tree. And then it gave me this whole story. And what happened with that, the very first story, is that it gave me like what it's capable of. And then it also gives me, here's the thing about these language softwares, is that it's going to fill in the blanks, even if it's not true. Mm. So I think that it's important to realize as you go into this that it's not aggregating in truth. Its job is to finish the story, whatever that story is, whether it's your marketing story, whatever it is. So what it did is it gave me this you know, like this character named Bobby, and I was like, no, my grandson's name is, and then it filled that out, and then every time it told the story, it changed it a little bit, but I was able to break it down, so it was a this perfect little like Christmas morning story, right?
That's
and
cute.
Then curious minds, I go, write it in the style of Mark Twain, and then it rewrote it completely in the style of Mark Twain, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can do that with like any author or whatever, just for your story. You know, I did cross the line and asked it to do it in the style of Quentin Tarantino, which I don't recommend anyone doing, because you know, it became like this sweet little like Christmas story into like a Christmas morning heist or something crazy.
Exactly.
But I honestly, that whole story is just to be told. It's like, once you get on that page, just have it write a story. You know, don't think about it too much. You know, don't think about how it can be used in business and stuff. Just get in there and start typing. And then as you start typing, you kind of learn what it can do. And not only what it can do, but how remarkably it does it.
Mm-hmm. I know. You're so right about that, because I started playing around with it too. And you're right about the blank page. Thank you for bringing that up, because when I went on there, I was like, what the hell is this shit? What am I supposed to do with this? Like, it didn't really prompt me to do anything. So you just kind of have to type in what you're looking for. And for me, it was like, coaching techniques or coaching tips, or right, like in the space that I'm in. And it started to like share all of this information. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then every day I would kind of go in and type something else. Or if I had a question about something, there are so many things that you can do. And that's why I think we're encouraging you just to go and play, you know, before you kind of get into what it can do for your business, which, Lexi, I want to hear from you, because you and I are in the same space with helping independent artists, salon owners, of course, continue to build their business and feel more confident while they're doing that. And I think this tool can be used in such a unique and an amazing way that can actually make you feel more empowered in your business. So now we went on, we got on ChatGPT, we know where it's at, we know where it lives. I use the web-based version too. I haven't downloaded any apps or anything. But now what if an independent, a hairstylist, a salon owner wants to go in and start using this to help them with their business? Where do you suggest that they start?
Well, so you start offline. You start in your business, right? It's always got to come from you.
For sure.
Sorry, the robot won't do everything.
For sure.
But you have to look and go, all right, so what do I need to do in my business today? Do I need better standard operating procedures? Do I need to spell that out? Do I need to work on a contract? Do I need policies and procedures? What do I need in my business? That's what you have to ask. Do I need marketing tips? Do I need social media prompts? Do I need like how to have a hard conversation? Do I need to respond to that nasty client? Do I need to send thank you notes to my clients? What
do you need? An incident report.
Yeah, an incident report. That was me. I needed an incident report, right? So like, what do you need for your business today? All right. I know I needed an incident report. This was not the very first thing that I needed, but we did have an incident in the salon with a client and a mild injury. Thank goodness it was okay. But I didn't have that. I mean, we have like protocol for things like what to do, right. But this one was a little bit weird. And so I just like instantly went to ChatGPT and I said, write me an incident report. I gave it like the full breakdown of like how to write the prompt and the things that like I know work well in this particular instance, and write me an incident report for an accident that happened at Ulala Salon on this date, da 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 da. And this is these are the steps that we took to remedy the situation, and these are the actions that we did. And I told it all of that, and I was literally mixing color as I did this on my phone.
Wow.
And it goes, you know, as fast as it does, it like shakes when you use it. Mm-hmm. It's like the coolest thing when the keyboard is going, and then I handed it to my salon manager and she printed it and everybody signed it. And that was that.
Wow.
I mean, I read it to make sure it was right. Because sure. Like what we're saying is like, it has to be factual and you need to check. Like it's still mm-hmm. our job as a human to make sure the stuff is right. But like, and that's on an extreme scenario, but like literally I would have had to apply my client's color and then go up front and then edit it. And I would have been like in my head and stressed out and sure. all of that. And I'm like, oh, that was awesome. I just handed it to Stephanie. I'm like, can you just like read this again? And then like put the client's information in, cause I didn't have that. And then print it and we all signed it and the client left and thankfully all is well. She came back again for a second appointment, et cetera. But like we handled it in a really professional way. Mm-hmm. And that was a scenario that as a salon owner of literally 17 years, I've never experienced. So I didn't know that and it saved our rear. Like it just, would it have been fine otherwise? Sure. But like it worked instantly like that. Now, if that's not your scenario, some of the other things we were saying, like social media or mm-hmm. your marketing, or perhaps like you want to write an email or a blog post or whatever it is that how you communicate with your clients, or even just, hey, can you write me like a standard holiday thank you note that I could send to all of my clients? These are the things that I really want to focus on. And this is the product that I would like to include. Bam. Like literally in like 7 seconds, 10 seconds.
So fast.
It's so fast. And you might see, like, I love AI, but I like hate on AI too, because it's so freaking cheesy. So like, it's like rocket fuel your success. And it uses like way too many emojis. And like, you have to look at it still. Right.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
So you go, okay, well, I would never say that, but I'm going to take this sentence and I'm going to take this part, and then you make it you, because ultimately mm-hmm. that's the beauty of what we do in our businesses. And the part that we can never, ever forget in order to continue to grow is that we're the magic, right?
Absolutely.
We do this stuff.
I think what you're saying too, and just what I'm pulling from this is this, and what I gathered is that ChatGPT gives you a great foundation. Like if you, sometimes I have a hard time writing things or thinking of things, or where do I begin? I think a lot of us go through that sometimes. Where do I begin? Whether it's with social media or marketing or branding, like you can literally type, and I've done this, you can type in, how do I create a brand for my business? And it'll give you boom, 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 all the steps, right? So it's just starting to lay the foundation for you. It isn't going to speak in your voice and in your brand voice. So you have to change things and you have to look over it and you have to, you know, swap things out. But man, does it take, because I write a lot of blogs, it takes a lot of time, and it lays that foundation out where I'm like, okay, well, I wouldn't say that word. So I need to kind of switch things out a little bit and make it my own brand. But you can look up things like, how do I increase client retention, you know, in my salon? How can I create a better salon experience? Like there are so many ways that you could take it that way. But I love what you're saying, Lexi. Figure out what you need, keyword need, in your business, and then start playing around with that. But there are so many benefits to having this at your fingertips. And Corey, I think you mentioned this before we got on. Like we have to participate, like in some capacity. What do you say to the people who are a little bit like, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to do this. It's one more thing, right? It's one more thing. Like, I feel like this isn't going away. This is actually going to be the way. So what do you say to people who are feeling like that?
So a couple of things. One is that I think that I understand like that one more thing, mm-hmm. but I actually think that this is like a one step back, like 10 steps forward kind of thing. Because once you start using it, you're going to realize that the 10 steps ahead of you are going to be taken care of pretty much by themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And what I want people to think about is that just as we use like a calculator to help us with math, this is nothing but a calculator for words. Mm-hmm. It's just you put in what you want, right? So Nina, you go, okay, I want to talk about XYZ. You put in XYZ, listen, XYZ is in, and then it's going to aggregate the rest of the story for you. You know, you put in the information and then it helps you make it sexy. You know, you put in the information and it's like for me, like I know what I want to talk about, but I don't know how to make it sexy. I know what I want to talk about, but my grammar sucks. I know what I want to talk about, right. But my spelling sucks. I know what I want to talk about, but my punctuation sucks. It kind of takes care of most of that for me, you know. And again, with the fears, what this is going to do in this phase, right? Because I think we're 10 phases away from this thing being, I can't even say absolutely amazing, because it already is absolutely amazing. But what it does, and what Lexi was talking about too, is that it kind of gets you 90% there, right? Mm-hmm. It gives you the bones, it gives you the muscles, it gives you the nerves. All you have to do is go in there and put your own skin over it, you know. And that's the robot in which we're building. I understand the fear, I really do. Sure. You know, just to kind of have a logical thought about it is, I think that 80% of the internet is incredible. I think 20% of it is trash. Mm-hmm. I think 80% of social media, if used right, is incredible. I think 20% of it is trash. And I don't think that AI, certainly the phase that we're in now, you know, using it as a tool, just like we use the internet as a tool, just like we use, you know, 2014, we use Instagram and social media as a tool. I think this is just, it's just that. It's just another tool. 80% of it's going to be awesome. 20% of it's going to be trash. I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, it's the fail free 80-20 rule.
Yeah. And I agree with that too. And I feel like, you know, we have to be open to change. And I think it was kind of like with Instagram and Facebook, right? Like we were hesitant as just humans, but even in the beauty industry, some of us were really hesitant to get on that train of like, one more thing to take care of, right? But in today's day and age, you have to be involved in social media in some capacity. It's like online booking. It's the same thing. Like we're in a day and age now where people want immediate reward and response. And online booking, although it doesn't work for everyone, it does work for the majority. And I know as a consumer myself, if I am looking for someone to take care of my skin, let's just say, and they don't have online booking, I'm on to the next place. And that's just the way that we are right now. And I feel the same with ChatGPT. We can continue to avoid for so long, but at some point it's going to creep into your space. And so why not dive into it now and start to kind of play around with it? One of the other areas that I wanted to touch on was, you know, this unnerving feeling or conversations wrapped around AI taking over like our jobs and jobs as owners and jobs as hairstylists and jobs as receptionists or assistants or associates or what have you. I want to open the door on this because I personally feel that nothing could ever replace the relationship that hairstylists have with their clients. Will things change in terms of maybe the way that color is being mixed or interpreted? Maybe. Are things, you know, that is a thing now. You know, there are machines now that are mixing color, right? And that's happening. But I believe that's to benefit. That's to enhance what we have going on in our businesses. What are your thoughts behind that kind of fear behind AI? I'll start with you first, Lexi.
Gosh, I mean, I would love it if I could pop a formula in my phone or something and like have the color mixed and I don't have to do it. Like to me, that's just exciting.
Yeah.
Like I think that it's just, look, if you're someone who lives in fear, like you just are making that decision, especially with your business, mm-hmm. right? Like outside other things, I can't speak to that. But if you are like, hey, like it's happening. Even if you're afraid or you're not, like that doesn't change. So how can you come to terms with that and look and say, man, like this could be of benefit, right? And I'm with you, Nina. Like, how could we be replaced?
Mm-hmm.
Like we love each other as human beings. Like it's in our core. It is like what we do, you know, in and outside of the salon. And the salon is such a sacred place. Like you're not
Yeah. And the human touch of all of it, like the human touch and aspect of it too.
Well, and also like, okay, great. Like it, worst case scenario, let's just go there. You walk up, you sit in your chair, you personally are the client and you say, well, I want 6RR hair, right? You just pick one. Well, you didn't, you know, like, and then you put it on and it looks terrible on your skin because like we need us, they need us to have that conversation. And like, that's not going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Right. That's not the way of it. And that's not what this, that's not even what Corey and I are talking about. That would be like totally different technology, like just a whole other ball game. But the ability for us to improve our businesses is so expansive to me that like, even the little bit of fear that I did have about like, well, is this going to make me obsolete? Or like, even in some of my coaching things, I'm like, well, I don't know, I guess like they could look that up. And if they knew how to ask it and they knew what I was thinking, but like, they don't, because I'm me. And like,
exactly,
everyone has their own thoughts. So like, I just don't go there because it's not serving me. It's, and that would limit me in my ability to be like the human that I want to be, right? And also the salon owner that I am and the business coach that I am and the stylist that I am behind the chair. Like, I don't have room for that. I think that as a whole, like it's a conscious decision that I make and am happy to use the tools that come to me.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even think of it. Now I'm thinking about it because I didn't even think of it as someone saying, oh, well, I don't need a business coach because now I can just use ChatGPT. Like that never even crossed my mind, because again, I feel like there is that human interaction. People want to hear from you. They want to know that you're going to be with them, and they're not going to get that from AI. They're going to get the words and the verbiage and the steps, but they're not going to get that empathy and that feeling that they're looking for. And so, and you're right, I'm the same. And I'm sure you're the same too, Corey. Like, I just don't think in that mindset of fear. I always think of like, how can I use this as a benefit? How can I use this to enhance? And so, Corey, what are your thoughts behind that?
A couple of things. I want to pick up kind of what you just said in that's, you know, when it comes to coaching, where I don't think AI can compete is that we are the worst judgment of ourselves. And sometimes, and a coach's job is to kind of say, hey, here's what's going on, or here's what you should look at, or here's how this should be handled. AI is never going to be able to tell you that, because you're never going to have the outside look to yourself, to your business, to whatever. That's why we have coaches. It's not about the tools. You know, I don't think that, I hope I don't offend you guys, but I don't think either one of you guys have ever invented a new wheel, right?
It's just, no, it's just not like, that
here's how this wheel will work with this, or here's how this widget is going to work into your problem. AI can't do that, because AI, you will never know the questions that you ask for yourself. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I can't do our job in the salon or as a salon owner either, because there's so, like, literally as a salon owner, I joke sort of that like I herd cats sometimes. Right. And that's like, it can't do those things, because we have to massage personalities and think about growth and what they like, and what they respond to is different than what she likes and they respond to. Like, there's just no way.
Yeah. And you know what also popped in my mind too? The airport. People can get their nails done in the airport now, like by this machine. Right. Wow. And so I saw that and I was like, cool. Right. But I also feel like people panic because they're like, oh my God, now people can get their nails done by a machine. What about my business? I always think, okay, if I'm a nail salon owner, and I work with a few nail salons, if I'm a nail salon owner and I have now this machine, I'm going to dive deeper in even more to my brand, even more into my client experience, even more into the way that I show up as an owner and the way that I show up for my clients, right? So I think these things are, yeah, they're cool and they're out there. And yeah, it can be a threat, but it can also be an opportunity for you to know more about yourself, your clients, and your business, and serve them even better.
Absolutely. You know, if I remember, you know, 10 years ago when Ulta entered this space, and like when Madison Reed entered this space, you know, I don't know about you guys. And for the majority, I don't think that those businesses have actually hurt our business, you know, but what it does is it kind of opens your eyes and go, oh, there's a Madison Reed next door. So, you know, let me, you know, figure out my business or to compete with that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how we got here, but you know, that's, I think you're responsible for that, right? You're responsible. Yeah. For you know, Burger King always opens up across the street from McDonald's. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, and you know, this is just that thing. However, back to what I said initially, like, I think AI relieves a lot of space for you. I think it opens up a lot of space for you. I think that if you gave your newsletter, your weekly newsletter, your monthly newsletter over to AI, now you can actually do a yoga class for 90 minutes, you know, mm-hmm. and let that go. As a studio suite owner, you know, one of the challenges that I have is just to have enough time to do stuff. You know, we were talking about touch points earlier, and you know, Lexi brought up that you know, her goal is to touch clients 30 times a year, whether that's emails or newsletters or whatever. And as a studio suite owner, that's really hard for me to do, just having the time to do it. Well, I literally wrote a newsletter driving to work one day, and by writing, like, I voiced into my ChatGPT on my phone, "Hey, I want to do a newsletter about XYZ," and then it wrote the whole thing while I was sitting in traffic. And then when I got to work, all I did was I read it, edited it, and then put it in my shout out to Schedulicity. I put it in my Schedulicity email marketing, and it sent it right out.
Boom, like, sent it right out.
The entire thing was like 30 minutes long. You know, it wasn't difficult at all. And how did I come up with content? I just was like, what conversation did I have last night that I've had 20 times? I go, that's content. You know, or you can Google, you know, hair content, or you can use it as a sales brochure as well. One of the things that I did, this might be a giveaway, but one of the things that I did was I literally went to one of the brand's websites. I copied and pasted all their benefits and features, and I put that right into ChatGPT, and I said, put this together as a sales pitch or a sales newsletter. And it did. And it was incredible.
Wow. These are the ways that you can use this to benefit your business, to create more freedom, more flexibility, more time, right? Especially as independents and as salon owners, we wear 85 million different hats. So I'm just thinking, like, when I was a salon owner, how would I have used this? You know, what would be beneficial? Those email campaigns, that is such a good point to really continue to educate your clients. If you don't have time to do that, now you can just pop it into ChatGPT, attracting new clients. How can I attract my target client in my demographic? Boom, put that in ChatGPT. Like, use this in a way where this can enhance your business and really, really make things easy for you. So the cool thing is that you guys launched something really awesome and is going to be beneficial for so many people, stylists, salon owners, and I want you guys to talk about it. So for people who are still a little bit nervous about AI and ChatGPT, they can get their hands on something that's going to be a little bit more tangible. So fill us in, give us the deets, and let us know what you've got cooking or what's happened.
Yes. Well, Corey and I are so excited because we've created a guide, and it is all about how you get started with this, but we walk you through step by step. There's videos, there's information, there's a lot of, like, can I say noise about AI and prompting. Mm-hmm. And while that's amazing, that and I've seen lots of that noise online and all of this, there's something to be said about, like, you know, teach a man to fish, that whole metaphor. And so that's kind of our take with this, is we want to come to our industry and say, here, like, learn how to use this for you, because nobody knows your business like you do. And you know what you need, but you need to know how to use the tech and the AI in a way that serves. So we've created this guide. Corey, why don't you fill a little more in on that?
Well, yeah, it's a really cool guide, and like Lexi said, and what our intention is to kind of hold your hand through the whole process. Like, how do you get started? How do you use it? You know, how do we sign up? What should we do? You know, and again, I mean, I encourage in the manual too is to just start playing with it. You know, we'll get the prompts and stuff. I think the problem with prompts, when you kind of hear all this prompt talk, is I think that it's a red flag. Like, people are like, whoa, that's way too much to know. We're trying to walk you through even before you kind of worry about the prompts. We'll get to the prompts. We'll teach you kind of like how to use them and what's the best step and what are the prompts looking for. That's all in the manual as well. But what we want to do is just encourage people to come along. Come on, you know, we're a safe space to do this. We're in the industry.
Absolutely.
We want to help you out to get started, because I think that, I mean, I know that the benefit to your business is going to be absurd once you start using it and how and you'll learn your own ways to kind of how to use it as well. But if you're not playing, you're not playing. So, you know, if you're scared to get in, or if you need a little bit of guidance or a little bit of help, give us a look.
Yeah, love for that. Sure. I think also too, like the guide is that we both are in it, right? Like Corey uses it in his business. I use it in mine. And we've walked you through step by step, like how we do that and what we do with the information after. Cause a lot of stuff it's like, here, do this. But then, like, how do I apply? Yeah. You know, like, there's a lot of leaving you hanging. And so Corey and I were like, how can we make sure that this is not just like a PDF that people download and never do anything with? Like, we want them to have results, and they have the tools within the guide that help them to do so. And like exactly how we're using it. So it's just like, come hang out with us on our computer for a little bit and then take it and run with it to get time back in your own life.
Yes. Listen, I need to get my copy and get on it, because I'm sure there's so much more that I can learn about AI and ChatGPT. So tell me about where they can find this. And I think you mentioned that you had an Instagram page as well. So give them all of the details so they can check it out.
Go ahead, Lex.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm like, who's going to go?
We're waiting for ChatGPT to...
where's my guide? I needed
to prompt us.
You can find us at Salon Inner Circle on Instagram and saloninnercircle.com.
Ooh, perfect. Interesting. So this was amazing and very eye-opening. And I think just a way to kind of break down the barrier a little bit about being nervous about ChatGPT, but also just knowing that this can be your friend and that you can use this to benefit your business. So before we go, tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram. And I know that you guys are very responsive too. So if people have questions, they can slide into the DM. So where can they find you on Instagram, Lexi?
I am at Lomax, Lomax dot Lexi, Lexi.
Perfect. And Corey?
I am at Hairdustry, Hairdustry.
Of course you are. Listen,
hair industry.
They know your voice. They don't even need to, your voice just transcends, right? So we already know what this voice is all about before they even need to see your face. So thank you guys so much for sharing and being so invested in the tech side. It's just a thing for me, like I'm in it, but I'm not like in it. You know what I mean? I do what I have to. So thank you so much for sharing this. Also, thank you so much to our sponsor at Oligo Pro for always supporting us. Give them a shout on Instagram at Oligo Pro, myself at Nina Tullio. And even though my best guy isn't here today, we're going to still show him some love at It's Mr. J. Ladner. And as always, if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.